I have never been laid off where it didn't result in something greater. So don't stay somewhere because you believe you have security. There is no job that has complete 100% security. The only job that has that type of security is the job that you create for yourself.
Welcome to the Career Scoop Podcast. I am your host, Ebony Joyce. I help corporate professionals find and secure successful careers in record-breaking time using my proven framework. I'm on a mission to not only reduce burnout and overwhelm in the career search, but also in life. This is a school where you don't want to miss not one class, so be prepared to be schooled. Class is now in session.
Hello, hello, hello. Hi, friends. Welcome to episode 23 of the Career School Podcast. I am your host, Ebony Joyce. So before we kick off today, I want to just say I missed you all. I took a brief break after episode 22. It was a little bit under the weather. And then I took some time to assess, which is what we're going to talk about today, about the podcast and what I want to do for the next 20 plus episodes. And so today's podcast is all about loyalty. And so when I was thinking about today's podcast, I was also thinking about how loyalty, how this shows up in our workplace, in our professional environments. So that drew me to write about today's podcast and also think about like how I want to continue to bring loyalty to my brand and to the podcast. Okay. So with that being said, we're going to jump right into today's episode. So again, today we're talking about loyalty, and this was something that I think started to played around with a little bit on the topic in February. And then I just recently wrote out the content for the podcast over the next couple of days and wanted to talk about this as it's been showing up a lot with my clients and them deciding if they wanted to stay within their current organizations or if they wanted to move out of their current organization. So loyalty has been showing up a lot. So let me know how it shows up with you in your workplace. But loyalty is often viewed as a virtue, right? Especially in professional settings where commitment and dedication are highly valued. However, excessive loyalty can sometimes keep you stuck in a job that no longer serves you in your growth or in your happiness. So today I want to talk about 4 points when it comes to loyalty and how they can be holding you back and the strategies that you need to implement in order to move forward. Let's get into it. So the first one I'm calling comfort zone entrapment. So staying loyal to a company can lead to some complacency in our lives. This is where you remain in a familiar environment or situation because it feels safe, because it feels comfortable, and over time, it can hinder your professional and personal growth. And we talked about professional and personal growth a few episodes back. So if you have not got a chance to listen to that previous podcast, I believe it was just podcast episode number 22, go back and listen to episode 22. So that's how it can keep you stuck. So how can you get out? I want you to challenge yourself to step out of your comfort zone by seeking new learning opportunities. Whether that means pursuing a certification, doing some mentoring at work, attending some workshops, seeking and taking on new responsibilities, within your current role so that you can prepare for a transition into a higher level role, whether that's just a skip level promotion or just the next lateral move, or maybe it is doing something completely different. You want to figure out what that gap is. So you want to be able to close that gap, right? This can also look like reaching out to individuals in your, say you are in your current organization and you do want to move up. This could be reaching out to those individuals who are in roles that you're interested in and saying, hey, can I shadow you? Pull the job description to see where there may be some learning opportunities for you, where you, again, have some gaps that you need to close. Okay. So that is comfort zone, and what I call comfort zone entrapment. The second one I find very interesting, and this is something that a few of my clients and I have been discussing over the past couple of weeks. Again, this is so amazing that this shows up at every level that we come into contact with as we continue to grow our professional careers. And that is fear of betrayal. So you may feel like, if this is you, just raise your hand in the car or wherever you're listening, right? So you may feel like leaving your job is a form of betrayal, especially if you have close relationships with your team or people, your employer, your manager, mentors, people who have been advocates of you within the organization. This guilt can keep you from exploring outside opportunities. So how do you get out? Remind yourself that your career is yours to shape. And I had this conversation with a current client of mine who was telling me that, hey, while I do want to pursue outside opportunities, I don't want to feel like I'm letting people in the organization down, because there have been people in the organization who have been supportive of my career, who have been advocating for me, who have shown up for me in rooms where I could not show up for myself. They have been a voice for me, and I don't want to let them down by leaving the organization. And this is the advice I gave them. Your career is yours to shape, especially if you find yourself in a toxic environment where you feel like you've done everything that you can do, and now your only option or opportunity is to exit. If you feel like having a conversation with that person is a safe space, then communicate your gratitude for the opportunities that they have helped you with, but also insert yourself in letting them know that you need to grow and where you're having some difficulties doing that. Because what I will tell you is that if the shoe was on the other foot, the person probably would not bat an eye to leave the organization. And you should not feel guilty or feel like someone is guilting you into staying. Now, again, this may be something that you are, this may be a feeling that you are the only one who they're like, hey, leave. So no one is really giving you that or have made you feel that way. So you have to check in and say, am I putting this guilt on myself, or is this really guilt that other people are putting on me? So we want to make sure that we check in with that first, before we make that assumption to say, is this self-inflicted or not? Okay. So that is a good one. Oh my gosh. And it comes up a lot. And if that is you, again, do the self-reflection. Make sure that it's not something that you're imposing on yourself. Number three comes across so much, right? And that is the loss of identity. Listen, I don't know if you have ever been at an event and someone comes up to you and they lead with what they do, who they do it for, their position. I'm a VP, I'm a director, so on and so forth, right? Number three is if you have been in an organization, I want to say for a long time, but for any amount of time, and your professional identity may become closely tied to your job or your employer. So this can make the idea of leaving make you feel like you're losing a part of yourself. Okay. Again, this is where leaving say you work at Amazon, you work at Meta, you work at Netflix, you work at any of those brands that a lot of people we admire. And when you do, you can become tied into the employer or your job, and leaving there makes you feel like you're leaving part of who you are. And this is what I want to let you know is you are not your job, no matter what your title is, no matter who you do it for, because at any given point in time, a company can lay you off and you are still great. You are still who you are. You are still whose you are. And so we don't want to tie our identity to an employer, to a job title, because those things can be taken away from us in any given moment of time. So what I want you to do is focus on redefining your professional identity, not based on company name, not based on job titles, but based on your skills, your values, rather than titles, companies. Engage. This is where I want you to engage and self-reflect and explore what you truly want from your career. Okay. But this is seriously, if this is you and you're like, I'm so tied to the job or the job title, ask yourself why you're so tied to the identity. This is where journaling and self-reflection really, really comes into play, because I want you to think about, what if you lost your job? Who are you? Who are you? You are still great. I don't want to stay here too long, but I do want you to realize that no matter who you work for and what you do there, that you are still someone. Okay. All right. So that was number three. And I know I haven't talked to you in a while, but we're going through these. So our last and final point stemmed from number three, and that is overvaluing your job security. Loyalty can lead you to overvalue the security of your current position, making you hesitant to take risk for fear of losing that stability. Let me explain it another way. You're under the pretense that you have job security. You are loyal to your company because you believe that the company has been loyal to you. You have not been laid off. You have consistent employmentship, if that's the word. So why would I leave? I have everything I need here. But what I want you to do, again, how do you get out of here? Conduct a risk benefit analysis of potential opportunities. And what does this mean? This means to look at what are some other opportunities that you may have missed out on, or you're missing out on, based upon your sense of security. And while it is important to have job security, oh my gosh, I know this all too well. I've been laid off more times than I wish. But also weigh the potential of career satisfaction. You have job security, but are you satisfied in the work that you do? Does the work that you do bring you joy? Does it bring you fulfillment? Do you make an impact? Do you have a voice? Are you growing? Is there fulfillment? There are so many questions when we talk about that risk. There are so many questions that you do want to ask yourself. Sometimes taking a calculated, and the key word there, and I'm going to underline it, is calculated risk, can lead to more rewarding opportunities. So yes, I've been laid off at least three times, right? And in each one of those times, I can tell you, it led me to an even bigger and better opportunity. I had never been laid off where it didn't result in something greater. So don't stay somewhere because you believe you have security. There is no job that has complete 100% security. The only job that has that type of security is the job that you create for yourself. If you're self-employed, you create your own income levels, right? There is no limit to how much money you can make when you're self-employed. You are the one who you get to lay yourself off. You fire yourself, you hire yourself. But when you work for someone else, that is a risk that you take every day. I don't care where you work. There have been some of the largest corporations that we know of who have had layoffs for one reason or the other. Maybe it's not because of the economy. Maybe because sales are down, or even if things are going great, they're wanting to streamline their productivity. They're wanting to operate more efficiently, more effectively, so on and so forth. They do this because they can. And while you are sitting here thinking that you have job security, they are writing up your severance package. So don't get so comfortable and too loyal to an organization when you have no idea what they're working on behind the scenes, and if the day that you go in on tomorrow is going to be your last day. Not saying that you have to leave, but consider the opportunities. Consider what you are missing out on. Consider that there may be a financial opportunity that you're missing out on. See, one of the reasons why in every opportunity that I've had that I've been laid off on, and I made more money going into the next one. So being laid off, maybe I was laid off 2 months, 3 months, but I had a financial security. And this just goes into the way that we choose to manage our finances, that being let go didn't impact me financially. My ego may have been hurt for a little bit, but I'm like this. Things happen. It's business. It's not personal. It wasn't me. It was you. And I understand business in that way. So I don't let it impact me and negatively at all. It was a decision that had to be made. Okay. But ultimately, as I wrap up here, I want you to understand that getting unstuck when it comes to your loyalty involves acknowledging the ways in which your loyalty may be limiting you. And then taking a proactive step to redefine your career path according to your own terms and your own aspirations. Don't stay somewhere because you believe that you have a false sense of security, or because you're going to lose who you are and the identity. I'm no longer going to be the VP of Amazon, or I'm no longer going to be the vice president of Meta or wherever. Don't let identities keep you from making a move. Don't let the fear of feeling like you're betraying other people keep you from making a move. And the last one, which was number one, is comfort. Definitely be willing to step out of your comfort zone and challenge yourself into what is best for you. So those are my four ways that loyalty can be keeping you stuck. And let me know, please let me know. Send me an email, drop me a message on LinkedIn. Let me know if any of these four steps you see yourself in, and if loyalty has kept you stuck in one of these four ways. I would love to hear from you. Again, when I have these conversations, some of these come from my current clients, previous clients, people who do drop into my inbox on LinkedIn, and we have conversations back and forth. And so if this resonates with you, please let me know. I want to continue as we go into the next 20 plus episodes, I want to continue to make content that you find helpful and enjoyable and that you want to listen to on your way to work. Before we wrap up, please, 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 if you have not already done so, I would love for you. My birthday is this month. I didn't mention that. My birthday is at the end of the month. And for my birthday, I would love for you to leave me a podcast review. Please, please leave me a podcast review. All right. So as I wrap up, I want you to have a great, great, great week. And I will talk to you next week on the Career School Podcast. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening. Like what you heard so far and want to take this work deeper than the podcast and work with me privately one-on-one, then book a free sales call by clicking the link in the show notes below. Or you can visit www.nextlevelcareer.co/coaching. If you've enjoyed your listening experience, share this episode, then leave a rating and a review. Until next time.